Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Grudge Inc. Fridays. Tonight, we have a previously broadcast show from Grudge Inc.'s Atomic Dog Tuesdays. We hope you enjoy.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Texas, get turned full. Atomic Dog Racing, showing up racing, the Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get turned up. The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You're harmless.
We got war. Atomic Dog vs. Tree Man. Showing up vs. Mr. Five Speed. Bang, 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 bang. Also looking for action. Tony Boss Bynes and the Prime Time Crew. DJ Grant. Chi-Town Beers. C-Town Tony. Kenny Duke. We got HTR Racing vs. Hit Squad Black Hole. Five Car Lock-In. MR the Cup.
Hold up, hold up.
We got a 5-0 Index Class. $1,000 winner. A 580 Index Class. $1,000 winner. And a 7-0 Index Class. $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon, admission $20, kids 12 under free, spectator side parking free, pit side parking $10, Texas stand up, let's get
turned up,
cause everything's big in Texas, I got my cowboy boots, let's do some kicking, for more info call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563, or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great day here in Texas. Another great day for Grudge Inc., the sponsor, Atomic Dog Show. As we know, this show is for everybody. We're going to do what we do today. Hope everybody having a good time out there. And we're going to stage has already been set. Everybody know what's happening this weekend. We're going to get off into that a little bit later. Before we get to that, you know, there's a few things I want some people to come on here and talk about. And I want some folks, if you got some locked-in races, man, I put this out here. We got a lot of fans. We want the fans to come on. So if you know people that got locked-in races or somebody trying to race somebody, we might have some fans out there that might want to say something to some of these races. And I'm going to encourage the fans to participate. Let the races that got locked-in races, somebody want to lock in, tell a little bit about who you are and what you got. So these fans get to know you people, right? And these fans come and pay their money, man. We want these fans to get to have a personal relationship and know who's who. But before we get off into all that, we're going to go and let Ernie Rand do his thing. And after Ernie do his thing, I kind of got a special with a friend of mine from Grudge Inc., Big Dre. If y'all notice, we sent out a text today letting everybody know what happened to this big fella. He's been around a long time, and, you know, you hate to see sad things happen. And I got a big drag on him. He's been racing for 40 years. And I just kind of want him to come in and kind of speak on him because we got a big race coming up this weekend. And safety is one of the most important things. And I want him to share some light on his experience and meet you guys. Before we get to that, we're going to get Ernie. Ernie, you out there?
Hey, Tracy. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing all right. How are you?
It's a good day. Man, it's nice outside today. Perfect weather.
Yeah. I'm just going to be going down this weekend, early big race going here in Texas. And, you know, with the Tommy Bell showing up racing Grudge Inc. show, got folks traveling. A lot of Nitro's going to be sprayed. So if you can give us some information that, hey, if you can learn something from these two, hey, get it. If give us a little bit of what you got.
Okay. I'm glad you got Big Drag on tonight. Of course, you know what happened to his car. And I was, we had our safety show last night. And I really leaned heavy into the safety because of Big Drag's car. He'll tell you a little more about what happened. But he had a fire on the big end. By the time he was able to get the car stopped, the car was basically fully consumed with fire. The fire bottles is the only thing that saved his driver. It was able to give him an extra 5-10 seconds of time to get out of the car. And I know everybody's spending money on the car, and I know everybody is paying road expense, but this is probably one of the best examples of how you do not cut short your safety equipment. And that his driver knew exactly what to do and where everything was. Now, this is a little test you can give yourself. Put yourself in the car or your driver in the car. Put a hood over his head. Let him get comfortable. Strap him in with his HANS device, his helmet, his fire suit, his gloves, everything you've got. And then yell fire. See how long it takes him not only to get out of the car, but to shut the car down properly. Get the parachutes out. Does he even know where the fire bottle lever is? Does he know how to get out of the car? His driver got hung up on the HANS device with the seat belts. If that happens to your driver, does he know how to get out of the car? Every second that you spend trying to find something may be the last second of your life. And I don't say these things lightly. I've been on fire in a Nitro Funny car. I've seen what fire looks like at 250 miles an hour. And I've spent 9 months in rehab because of it. And I had the best safety equipment you can have. And one thing you can't do is do not deploy your fire system until the car is stopped. If you're running 200 miles an hour, and you put your fire system off, it's going to be 200 miles an hour behind you. You've got to wait. You've got to man up and think of what you've got to do. Get the car stopped. Get it under control. And when it stops, get the fire bottles turned on. Then get your belts off and try to find your way out. If the car is upside down, like another car happened this weekend, make sure you know how to get out the passenger seat. I mean, I know that's nobody's plans on doing that. And with this funny car cage with the bar coming down to your right side, that's a hard thing to do. But that may be your only way out. Have you looked to see if you can get out that way? What's your plans? That's what the main thing I want to do on safe tonight, because Big Drag, he's got a story, and I'm going to tell you, y'all need to listen to it, because the man does not have nitrous on his car. He has a pro stock car. He kicked the rod. The crank broke. The rods came out. The oil caught on fire. with the material that the bodies are made out of today, it's just looking for a place to get on, set on fire. And the temperature to ignite fiberglass is extremely low with all the rosins that are in it. There's some coatings that you can get that you can spray underneath your body, underneath your fenders and everything else that's used in the funny cars that makes the, doesn't make it fire retardant, but it makes it fire resistant. It keeps it from going into a flash fire because these bodies will burn in seconds. That's the biggest thing I wanted to say on that. And I'll go into something on nitrous now. And that's keep your system clean. Over the years, when you're getting your bottle filled, everybody's getting them filled out of these big steel bottles. And if you pump out of these big steel bottles, or if you invert them and pump them out, any trash in that steel bottle can get in your nitrous bottle. You need a good quality filter in line. Now, several companies have came over the years have used the little blue fittings with the mosquito net in the middle of them. Those, over any period of time, are going to corrode, or they're oxide, or you're going to have a problem with any piece of trash that gets on them, and it's going to reduce the flow into your motor. Take those out, put in a standard fitting, go to a max flow filter, put it in there. You notice that the car is going to be crisper, the motor is going to run better, and you're not going to be chasing your tune-up because of it trying to go rich, because the nitrous can't get through the filter fitting. So those are the main things I want to touch today. Now, we've got the filters on sale, the Atomic Dog, price of $58. It's a lifetime filter. You can unscrew it, you can clean it, put it back together, and run it forever. This is one of those things you buy once, clean it every year, put it back together on your regular maintenance, and it's ready to go. Back to you, Clay.
Okay, I appreciate that. It's some helpful stuff. If anybody got any questions, you know, about anything with Ernie, some coffee call, or you can give them that phone number. If you got a question you want to ask Ernie about anything, what he just said, if your hand is up and you got a question, take your hand out and push it to where it's seated and push it back up, just in case there's something you might be curious about or something Ernie said. Then we'll go. Sharon, I think we got Big Drag on, and we'll let Big Drag come tell his story. But if anybody
knows, give us a call.
Go ahead, Ernie.
You can give us a call. It doesn't matter whose equipment you've got. If you got a problem, give us a call, and we'll try to help you with it. We can supply you with any parts or pieces you need. We can rebuild anything you've got. Give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. Easy way to remember it is 1-800-NITROUS. That's what the 648-7687 spells. So if you need nitrous, you need any nitrous equipment, give us a call. Our equipment has a lifetime warranty, and we'll help you with any problems you've got. Has anybody got any questions?
Sherman, you can check the live if anybody got questions. I can't tell if some hands are already
up. Tracy, it's really hard to tell because there are hands up that were already up. No new hands came up. Everybody had their hand up when the show started. So it might be
okay,
better.
If anybody want to add on, if anybody got your hand up, you can go ahead on. If you want to say something to Ernie, just push your one and take your hand down, and then just turn around and push it again. Push it back up, then I know that you want to address Ernie specifically. So, if not, we're going to be dragged with it. If you want to speak, push the one now, your hand go down, and then push it, it'll come back up, and we'll know that's you. Other than that, we know everybody just waiting to speak about something else.
Well, Tracy, one thing I wanted to tell you, on our show last night, trying to help Big Drag out, that we're going to give Mike Hill a pair of the ProFlow bottles with a line adapter, with the remote safeties, to have them auction them off at the race that he's going to put on for Big Drag. And all the proceeds, 100%, are going to go to Big Drag to help him with his cause. And we don't care what he spends it on, this is our way to give back to the racer. So I will, I'm I didn't even know Big Drag before I was introduced to him yesterday. He's an extremely nice gentleman, and proud to have got to meet him. And if anybody can help him, you know, step up. Man could use a little help.
Okay, Aaron, you got Big Drag. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on just a second. Bredman does have a question specifically for Ernie. Bredman, your mic is
okay.
How's everyone?
Hey, Ernie.
Oh, how you doing, Big Ernie?
What's up, Bredman?
Hey, man.
I'm looking to put those bottles in my car, and I want to know basically what is the. They have the letters on the side, A, B, C. What are the what should I buy as far as, you know what I mean, the safety rating on a fire for oil and nitrous and stuff that's combustible? What are the best systems to get?
There are several companies that make the fire systems for race cars. There's Fires Out. There's Safety Products. I think Simpson carries a system. You can get them from Summit, Jags. On the Pro Mods, top sportsman type cars, you need 2 10-pound bottles. So you've got to have 75% of it going to the engine compartment.
Right.
And 25% to the driver's compartment. But I always recommend carrying a separate fire extinguisher. One of those little 2.5-pound fire extinguishers in the driver's compartment so he can get to it in case he does have to fight the fire off by himself a little bit. Or if he just got a small fire instead of setting off the big system, he has that option of using that.
What is the added cost to basically install one of those fire systems accurately?
The system's going to cost, with the release levers, valves, everything you need, probably about $650, and that comes with the mounting bracket and everything.
That's it for you? Man, I got to hurry up and get on this phone. Hey, Ernie, thank you, and Atomic Dog, thank you for allowing me to come on and ask these questions and have someone available to basically learn about the different things in and out of safety. I thank y'all. I'm going back up.
All right, I appreciate you calling, and I'll look into it tomorrow and see if we can get a line to help you with it and see if we can save everybody some money.
I appreciate that, Ernie. I appreciate it a lot.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see. We got see that problem now. I see we've got another hand for Ernie. If not, it looks like we got Big Drag on here. Big Drag, how you doing, big fella?
What's going on, fellas? What's up, Tracy, Ernie, and everybody?
How about Drag? What's going on, man?
Oh, everything's okay.
Great.
I met Big Drag. I sent a text out today, and you notice that I sent it out. I had a picture of your beautiful car before it was burnt and after it was burnt. So everybody out here that don't know who you are, I don't know exactly what you had, they can see the type of car you had, and they can see the catastrophic fire and what, in a matter of seconds, happened to that car. Just, you know, hey, people wouldn't think it would happen like that fast, and I just wanted to see what that car looked like before and then after.
Mm-hmm.
So they just give us something to think about when it comes to that safety stuff, man, when it comes to having that equipment in your car. And like you say, I'm going to let you tell your story, and hopefully, you know, people take heed of it, man. Give your experience about what happened to your car this past weekend.
Okay. Well, first let me say, you know, safety is the most important thing, like Ernie was saying. Man, don't sell yourself short. Please don't. It may set you back a little bit to get the correct fire system that you need in the car, the correct belts, the horns, you know, the shoes, the pants, the whole gear that you need. And I'm gonna tell you, man, I'm one of the guys that would jump in one of them cars with a set of sweatpants on, a fire jacket, and some regular tennis shoes. I've done that before. I'm gonna take you back to 2009 before this incident happened with the new Camaro. I bought a brand new RJ GXP, and I run top sportsman with it with a small block. So, you know, being an experienced driver, you know, I'm pretty much not worried about this small block. You know, I can handle this little thing. It don't make the 1,100 horsepower. The first day out in 2010, at Route 66, it was kind of windy, you know, and, man, I left the starting line with the small block car, you know, put it in second gear, kind of moved around just a little bit. I drove it back in the groove, and it went to move around again in high gear when I put it in high gear, and I backed out of it. And as soon as I backed out of it, I tried to steer the car, and I couldn't steer it. It was airborne. And that thing flipped over, and I went through the finish line on the roof at over 170 mile an hour. Just thank God that I had finally started buying the necessary safety equipment that was needed. And the reason that I bought it was because Route 66 was so strict on their rules, and there wasn't no bending. But, you know, I thank God for that because I could have got hurt in that car. I got out of that car, right, and I fixed it. I took it back to Rick Jones and had him put a new body on it. It didn't hit the wall or nothing. It just skidded down the track. So I fixed that car, and I ran it, you know, for maybe another year and a half, and I ended up selling it. Okay, but I sold it to build this Camaro, which is a 20. The car was finished in 12, but it was considered a 13 Camaro. And we started running it this year. What had happened, my driver, Mitch, he's a big dude, too, but he's not quite big as me. Anybody that know me, I'm 6'5", 340 pounds. Well, Mitch is like 6'1", 6'2", 245, 50 pounds. And I just had trouble getting in and out of the car being so big, you know. And I elected the early part of the year that I was not going to drive this car until I can get my weight down. There's actually a video about it when Gunner Picks came and interviewed me early part of this year. Okay, well, you know, that situation came to pass. This past Sunday, 2 days ago, we were at a race that I gave in Byron, which is a good track, the four-lane, the first four-lane drag strip that was ever built. And we had a quick eight race. If anybody wants to go to the race and see what it is, go to YouTube and type in Big Drag versus Burkhart. I think it may be Phil Burkhart, but I'm not sure. But just type in Big Drag versus Burkhart, and they'll show the run, the actual run with the cars, both cars going down the lanes, and my car exploding into the fire that it ended up destroying it. But what had happened was, I mean, the car was on a good run. It was everything was nice and smooth and clean. And my brother and I went back and looked. We estimated about the 900 to 1,000 foot mark. It broke the crankshaft. And when it broke the crankshaft, it took the block out. And when it took the block out, it splattered oil all over this whole car. Now, this was a carbon fiber car with carbon interior and everything. My driver, man, thank God for him, and thank God that he pays attention to what's happening. When it exploded, I really couldn't see that far down there what was going on, but I did see something fly off the car. Well, on my way down there to see what was going wrong, I passed the belly pan up. My car had a complete belly pan system under the bottom, the engine, the transmission, and the drive shaft area. It blew, the concussion blew the belly pan off the car, blew the hood scoop off the car, and so by the time I got there, whatever seconds that it took to get from the starting line to the finish line on a golf cart, my whole car was engulfed in flames. So the best thing I did, I went over there to see about, check on my driver and make sure he was all right. And after I checked on him and made sure he was all right, I came back just to look at the car burn. You know, was nothing that can be done. They had already emptied about four of those carry fire extinguishers, the 25, 30 pound ones, or 40 pound ones, whatever they weigh. But what I want to tell you guys, our safety, my driver, and when Mitch, I can't, I just noise going on, I can't really hear myself.
We can hear you fine, Greg, we can hear you fine.
Okay, you hear me? Okay. All right, when Mitch, as soon as the car made the explosion, I see the parachutes come out. So Mitch put the chutes out, and he said to me, he said, man, I just know something was going wrong after the explosion, and then fire was coming in the car. He says, I had to get this car stopped, you know, in the middle of the lane. You know, I didn't want it to get me trapped inside of it. So he successfully brought the car to a stop in the middle of the lane. As soon as he brought it to the stop, he hit the fire bottle. He said he was out of breath. He couldn't breathe, but when he hit the fire bottles gave him what he needed to get some fresh air for a quick second, to release the steering wheel, get the seatbelts off, get the neck down, and head out of the car. But when he was headed out of the car, his harness device got caught up in the seatbelt. So he basically ripped himself out of the car from the seatbelt and the harness device. And as he was coming out the car, there were planes coming out the car with him. Now, I'll back you up just a little bit. We were running another Camaro, a 2012-13 Camaro, our bird car, and we was out on him maybe a car and a half to two cars. That's what he described to me. And when my car had the explosion, he was able to come back around Mitch. But he told me, he said, when he was coming back around Mitch, the whole car was engulfed in flames. And, you know, the car was on a 200-plus mile-an-hour run, so it had to have been, when feeling them come around, and the car had to have been to run at least, you know, 170, 100, you know, 60 mile-an-hour trying to come to a stop. But what I want to say to the guys that, you know, if you want to cut corners or just don't want to spend the money, man, then don't go racing, bro. Don't go racing until you got the proper equipment that you need, you know, because having a fire system in my car and having a good car saved my friend's life, you know, and knowing that, that made this loss okay with me.
That's right, Greg. That's a story to be told. People take heed of, like you say, hey, you say you'll build again, and, you know, we get fellas trying to get together, man, and, you know, there's going to be a benefit race, though, man, to try to, you know, help you guys out and your team. And just like you say, cars can be replaced, but your friend Mitch can't be replaced. And
right.
It's a blessing, man, to you look at that car and you see what happened, and to hear the story of the guy, Mitch, saying his Honda device got caught up. A lot of people don't have the experience probably what Mitch had, and sometimes people panic. But Mitch, like you said, with the power was given the amount of oxygen he needed for a certain, he was doing dealing with sentences at that time, that he was sharp enough and blessed enough to maybe get himself unhooked and know which way to exit that car. Just like what Ernie was saying, guys, you know, that blind test of just getting somebody and trying to, you know, time yourself, see how fast you can get out of these cars just in case something happens, knowing what parachute levels are, knowing what the fire system is, knowing where the exit door is, knowing where your latch is, to unloose your window net. All that stuff is important, man. Like you say, stuff happens. Now you don't have minutes, you have seconds. So, hey, man,
right.
It's just a great story, man. And people, we take that stuff for granted, and a lot of folks, like they don't have this type of equipment, but we have, you know, high-dollar cars and spend a lot of money on that. And I'm just going to, you know, just encourage everybody, hey, man, take this stuff seriously and get you some kind of protection, because you never know. You can have the best of the best of everything, like Big Drag and Mitch did, hey, and it can still happen to anybody. So, you know, try to do the best you can to have some kind of safety equipment and have some kind of plan to answer the call when you get yourself in trouble or get in fire, you know. And if anybody got any questions for Drag, you know, you can ask me some questions if you want to.